The satellite view of the blue planet Earth at dusk, its nightlights visible from space. Monumental metallic lettering spelling the word Universal encircles the globe, settling in front of it. A division of NBC Universal. A blonde-haired waitress opens up a cafe.
You can tell she's a princess. She doesn't need a crown. You can tell she's a princess.
Barbie, Princess Charm School.
You can see it in a style. You can see it in a smile. You can see it in a flare. And the way she wears her hair.
Spinning, spinning. Twirling, twirling. Curly, curly, curly.
You can tell she's a princess.
Over, the waitress pockets a tip, then bags a pastry.
But the secret to Her Majesty that sets the girl apart is the kindness that shows royalty. It's etched upon her heart.
She closes up the cafe. Elsewhere, a girl with a crown on her head skips around an apartment next to a raised subway line.
And welcome back. Andrea and I are thrilled to be here, bringing you the 144th Princess Procession.
That's right, Phil. And where are those princesses processing?
Glad you asked, Andrea. Why, to Princess Charm School, of course, where glorious girls meet dreams of destiny.
Emily! I hope you're doing your homework and not just watching that parade.
I am, Mom.
Yes, every girl dreams it, but only a few can achieve it. For those born to royalty, from kingdoms far and wide, a chance to earn their titles as princesses.
And for those born commoners, the opportunity to win a place as a princess's most trusted advisor, a lady royal.
Boo! Flair, you're here. Dance with me, Princess Emily.
Oh, Phil, it's a beautiful day here in Gardania. I've never seen so many people for the parade.
I know, Andrea. You couldn't be more right. It's a lovely day. Everybody's having a wonderful time.
As they pretend to be princesses, they wave at the subway. Blair fixes the staticky TV.
You'll hurt your eyes looking at this. Let me get your tiara, Princess Blair. I am so not a princess.
Costumes are magnificent.
They are indeed, Phil.
Every girl's a princess. Some of them just have fancier crowns.
Emily places a pink crown on Blair's head.
Mom okay? Kinda. The doctor says she's comfortable.
Comfortable?
She should be all better. Oh, she'll get there, though. I just have to keep working. Then we can afford our own little house in a better area.
With better doctors for Mom?
Mm-hmm. And a better place for you to grow up. Someplace right out of the pictures you draw.
Blair?
Hi, Mom. I brought you a blueberry scone.
Oh, thank you.
It's the least I can do.
It's time! It's time! It's time! It's Princess Charm School lottery time! We have to watch!
Pigtailed Emily sitting excitedly on the sofa, Blair helps their frail mom, who walks with a cane, move closer. A crowd is gathered outside the grand entrance to a peach-colored building.
And now we'll hear from Headmistress Alexandra Privet.
At Princess Charm School, those born to the royal life unlock their princess potential. Yet every year, one regular citizen of Gardania wins a full scholarship to the school with a chance to become a Lady Royal and change her life forever. Will it be you?
Oh, I hope! Did I mention I hope? When you're old enough, you'll enter, I promise.
To choose this year's lottery winner, I present Miss Delancey Devin.
Her blonde hair in a fancy updo, Delancey looks offended, and a woman touches her shoulder as she walks past.
You, of course, mean Princess Delancey Devin. My daughter will soon be ruler of Gardania.
Yes, provided she successfully completes the semester. Miss Delancey?
Miss Privet covers the mic as she speaks privately to Delancey's mom, a woman with identical hair to her daughter's and dressed in a pale green dress with large ruffed collar. A large purple container spins, and as Delancey opens a hatch in its side, Emily's eyes widen with anticipation. She plucks out a piece of paper and reads,
Blair Willows.
And there you have it, Blair
Willows. Yes!
This
I
year's
knew it!
Winner,
what?
Princess Charm School Lottery.
Who's a Lady Royal? Blair's a Lady
Emily,
Royal.
Emily, that's not possible.
Who works in the palace? Blair works in the palace. Uh-huh. Go,
I
Blair.
I never even entered.
Uh-huh. Go, Blair.
You entered for me?
Only 5 or 6 times a day for an entire year. Who's gonna be a Lady Royal? Blair's gonna be
Emily.
A Lady Royal.
They're here. They're really here. Mom.
The tired-looking woman smiles understandingly up at Blair as Emily sprints for the door and opens it to a man in sunglasses and a gray suit.
Blair Willows?
A pink tie around his neck, the strong-jawed man follows Emily in.
Congratulations. I'm here to take you to Princess Charm School.
No, I'm sorry. There's been a mistake. I'm not going to Princess Charm School.
Yes, you are.
Emily, I don't belong with a bunch of princesses and lady royals. Look at me. I'm a waitress. I've got straws in my pocket and ketchup on my socks.
You look perfect.
Thank you. But the girls there won't think so, and I have responsibilities here.
Blair, it wasn't right of Emily to go behind your back, but this is a big opportunity. A position as a Lady Royal?
Would change our lives forever.
As Blair considers, she stares at the homemade crown on Emily's head.
I'll go!
Yes!
Emily rushes over to an open window.
Wow! You get to ride in a carriage!
It's time to go.
Now?
No.
Just let me pull together some clothes and I...
It's all at the school. We need to leave now, or you forfeit your scholarship.
But what about my...
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
White gloves on his hands, he taps his wrist.
I love you. I won't let you down.
Blair!
Her blonde hair pulled back in a bun, and still wearing her white capped sleeve blouse, skirt, and apron from her cafe job, she opens her arms and hugs Emily. A white horse with a pink and yellow mane is harnessed to a purple carriage.
Blair!
Goodbye!
Goodbye! Bye, Mom! Bye, Emily!
As she waves one last goodbye, the man hitches up the reins and she has to leap onto the now moving carriage.
Goodbye, Blair! You'll always be my princess.
She waves down to her daughter as she's driven away. Caught on a breeze, the crown blows off Blair's head. A stain visible on her white blouse, she examines a table on the carriage, a teapot, cup, and saucers on it. She picks up a purple tube of lipstick, and looking in a mirror attached to a pole jutting up from the table, starts to apply it. Hitting a bump, the lipstick smears across her cheek.
Oh, great! I've already flunked carriage riding.
Picking up a tissue, she accidentally spills a full teacup. Later, they glide under an ornate golden archway decorated by an emblem with a heart-jeweled crown and golden silhouette of a girl on it.
Oh.
A neatly manicured lawn and garden with low hedges and a fountain stretches up to meet the large stone building with several towers. Young ladies mill about the grounds, all dressed in white puff-capped blouses, pink ties, royal blue vests, and pink skirts. Knee-high white socks and pink heels complete the uniform.
Thanks for the ride. Hey, I wonder if you could maybe show me your... Oh. Or not.
Without even looking at her, he hitches the reins and drives off. She gazes up at the grand building. Exhaling deeply, she steels herself before walking up the stone steps. Inside, a small green fairy whizzes past students. Blair's mouth drops open and her bright blue eyes goggle as she peeks around the enormous wooden doors. Distracted by a flying fairy, she bumps into two students.
Oh. Hey! Pardon me.
On the sound of the bell, students and fairies clear the entranceway. She's knocked over by a golden-furred dog.
You scared me. Oh, it's okay. You're a good dog.
She reads his heart-shaped collar.
Prince? Good boy, Prince.
You must be Blair Willows. We don't usually find our future Lady Royals sprawled on the floor.
Oh, hi. Sorry about the floor. He's very sweet.
Not usually. He's normally quite shy.
The dog stares at Blair.
Go lie down, Prince.
It does as it's told.
I'm Headmistress Privet. Welcome to Charm School.
Thank you. It's really an honor.
Shall I take you to your locker?
The austere woman leads her up a staircase.
Princess Charm School was founded on the principles of instilling young women with character and confidence. And it has been preparing them for royal life for nearly 5 centuries.
Wow. Emily would love this. She's always wanted to come here.
Emily?
My little sister. She's the one who entered me in the lottery. I never would have come, but it's a chance to make a better life for her. And for my mom.
Ah. Blair, only 27% of the lottery girls make it through to graduation. Do you think you can handle it?
I think so. I'll sure try.
Miss Privet considers.
You'll notice that all of our students carry themselves with dignity and sophistication.
Ah! Weekly dress-up tea socials!
Yes, and we can give each other fun nicknames and swap shoes!
Ah! Shh! Ladies.
They sheepishly walk away.
Dress-up tea socials in our dorm every week.
Leaving Miss Privet shaking her head.
This is the original Princess Charm School, the centuries-old castle. Most classes and the student dorms are in our new section. Our world-class amenities include a state-of-the-art digital classroom. To your left, our Olympic-sized ballroom. And my personal favorite, our luxurious spa. I do enjoy a good mani-pedi from time to time. Ah, here we are.
Blair Willows! Anyone seen a Blair Willows?
A pink fairy with a cupcake.
At your service, miss?
This is Grace, your personal princess assistant. Every student at Princess Charm School has one. They are usually punctual and usually helpful. I shall leave you in her capable hands.
I am so sorry. It was buttercream.
Now, if someone spills a pot roast on me, I'll be a complete meal.
I just wanted to give you the traditional welcome cupcake. You want to change clothes? Follow me.
A pink frosting stain on her blouse, Blair smiles and follows Grace to a bank of purple lockers.
It has everything a princess student needs. Books, pens, paper, makeup mirrors, sparkle purse collection, and of course, emergency pumps.
This is my locker?
Then we've got your beauty supplies. Jewel encrusted hairbrush, diamond lipstick. Oh, I love this perfume. Ooh, what's that?
As Barbie catches the flinged bottle, it sprays Delancey.
Ugh. I'm so sorry. It was an accident.
Delancey, there's such a thing as too much perfume. Portia?
Oh no, you're...
furious! That's what I am! How dare you!
Look, Delancey, they're serving floor cakes.
I just got here.
You just got here? Let me guess. Blair Willows, the lottery girl.
Yes, so you understand. Oh, this is all so new to me, and
I understand the lottery is a joke. Isn't it obvious?
She eyes Blair up and down.
Commoners like you don't belong here.
Right, Portia?
What?
Wickelia!
Yes, your wonderful... goodness.
I need a Princess Pepper package pronto.
Make way to the spa!
Are you taking orders? Because I would do anything for a double foam mocha latte. The floor cake was delicious.
Portia!
Her red bobbed hair held back by a headband, she hands the rest of the floor cake to Blair.
As you can see, everyone here is so nice. Most of the time. So, let's get you ready for school.
Locker,
please extend curtain for a princess primp.
A purple curtain curves out of the locker.
Oh, it's fabulous. The best thing about Princess Charm School. Go on, get gorgeous!
As Blair steps in, the curtain shuts and beams of white light poke out. She steps out, her blonde hair now flowing down her back and dressed in the school uniform. She twirls, then poses balletically, the castle visible through floor-to-ceiling windows.
Oh, pretty as a princess. Lady Royal.
Okay, now your schedule, and let's get you settled.
I'd love to.
She follows Grace into a room where a girl with black hair is sat on a bed, headphones on, and a music sampler on her lap. A fairy kicks a soccer ball with another girl.
Wow.
Hey, our new roomie, right?
Princess or Lady Royal?
Lady Royal. You?
Princess. Isla, too. Do you play?
Ball bounces off Blair and slams into a blue fairy, bouncing off a window and around the room, picking up a pair of sunglasses. The girl in the bed ducks, fairy steps on her laptop, and the ball finally lands on a pair of boots.
Nice! Oh! Oh, I'm so sorry!
Are you kidding? Isla's been Miss Mum's word about the tunes, and I've been dying to hear them.
I'm still working on them. They're not ready for anyone to hear.
Really?
What I heard rocked.
Yeah, see? Play one of your tunes for us.
Hands on her now closed laptop, Isla looks away.
That's okay. No rush.
I'm Hadley.
Blair. Blair Willows? The lottery winner?
Is it that obvious?
Yep. 'Cause they announced it on TV that Blair Willows was the lottery winner.
Oh, right. Sorry. Guess I'm just a little overwhelmed.
All princesses and lady royals in training are due at the Starlight Welcome in 1 minute.
1 minute?
Their fairies put lipstick on them, brush their hair, apply powder, then push them out the door before sliding down it exhausted. The students are sat in rows in a garden adorned with white fairy lights. Perfectly round manicured trees glow. The trio visible running to find their seats, Delancey and Portia make their way to the front row, Delancey jerking her head to a girl who dutifully vacates her seat. Blair, Isla, and Hadley sit just as Miss Privet takes to the mic. Dame Devon stood beside her.
Welcome, students. And dogs. Tonight, you begin the greatest challenge of your life, training to be a princess or lady royal. The most important jobs of the realm. Your classmates, Lorraine and Josette, are bringing around your training tiaras.
Fairies fly them to the girls.
Thank you.
Don't get too used to them. Only those who succeed this semester will earn the real versions. Fail as a princess in training, and you will not be crowned. We have very high expectations here. Each of you must attend every class on time and in uniform, and your grades must be exceptional. That said, I believe every one of you has princess potential. Work hard and stay dedicated, And you will achieve it.
Ahem!
Miss Privet looks back at Dame Devon.
I'm so sorry, Dame Devon. There's a nasty little tickle there. Would you like a glass of water?
I'd like a proper introduction. Well, certainly.
Students, Dame Devon.
Long green gloves matching her form-fitting dress, the blonde bouffant-haired woman takes to the mics.
I have an earth-shattering announcement.
She pauses for dramatic effect.
This is my last semester of teaching before I... before my daughter takes over Gardania. No, no. Hold back your tears. Miss Privet will take over my classes next year, in her own little way. Of course, no one knows the royal life as I do. I've lived at the palace ever since my dear sister-in-law, Queen Isabella, and her family died. And it has been my...
If they died, you know the legend?
What legend?
There's a legend that Queen Isabella and her family didn't all die in the accident. I love that you know that story.
And so I welcome you all to Princess Charm School. May your time here be magical.
The students politely applaud.
Two lines, everyone. Curtsies to all, and then everyone's excused for bed.
Stood in two lines extending over a low footbridge, the girls curtsy to each other.
Favorite legend about the Gardania royal family. Go.
I don't know any of the legends.
Oh, so missing out. Isla, go.
My fave's a simple one. Gardania's magical crown.
Gardania's magical crown?
Ugh. Tiara slipping off, Blair lunges forward.
Oh, no.
Ugh, you again?
I'm so sorry.
What is with you? You're a walking disaster.
With a final seething glare, Delancey stomps away, followed by Portia.
I don't think Delancey and I are going to hang out much. That's okay. You'll be hanging out with us.
Better believe it. And wait till classes start tomorrow. I bet you can do anything she can do.
Sure. I can do anything she can do. I cannot do anything she can do.
Later, Delancey walks gracefully with a tall stack of books on her head, one hand on her hip, and the other held out genteelly.
Poise. Proper poise commands respect, a necessity for anyone in the royal life. Thank you, Delancey.
Clapping politely, Isla and Hadley look over at a nervous-looking Blair.
Now, princesses, lady royals, let's see what you can do, Start with one book and glide, glide. Smoothly, gracefully.
I can balance a tray of coffee cups for customers, right? Of course, I've never done it on my head.
She starts to walk while Hadley bounces it like a soccer ball.
Hadley, you're tenderizing your brains. Stop. That's lovely, Isla.
Thank you, Dame Devon.
If you want to be the crazy princess who hears music in her head.
Whoa.
Lorraine, you're practicing poise, not lifting weights. Like a princess, Josette, not a migrating duck. Portia?
What?
You're doing fine.
Portia holds the book over her head with both hands. The trainees continue to practice.
Come on. Come on. Do it for Emily. Did you get those shoes at a garage sale?
As Blair looks down, the book slips and the line of girls domino over. Portia stares blankly at the scene.
Is it nap time? How come nobody told me?
You! What do you have to say for this disaster?
It was an accident, Dame Devon. I was trying
to... Stand up! You're the lottery girl, aren't you?
Yes, Dame Devon.
I should have known. Meet my eyes, girl. A true Lady Royal never hangs her head.
Dame Devon gawks as she comes face to face with Blair. She leans in closer, scrutinizing her face. Delancey and students staring stood, watching, confused.
Mother, you were going to say something to Blair?
Taking a deep breath, she composes herself.
Yes! You are utterly unfit for the royal life. I want you out of this class. You might also think about whether someone from your station in life should even stay someplace where you so clearly don't belong.
I understand.
Leaning aggressively close and snarling, Blair backs away, then slowly walks out of the large practice room. Later, she stood in line in the cafeteria, golden chandeliers hanging above the glass display cabinets.
They're serving strawberry swirls today.
Taking a slice of cake.
Thank you, Miranda.
The brunette hands it to Blair.
Don't let Dame Devon bug you. Legend has it, she's actually a reptile alien from the other side of the universe.
Delancey watches the trio take their seats.
You know what really bugs me, Portia?
Yodeling hand puppets?
When a commoner like Blair comes to Princess Charm School, she makes it less special. She makes us less special.
She does?
She totally does. Specialness is like this piece of cake. There's only so much to go around. If Blair takes a huge chunk of it, what's left for us?
You stole my cake!
Not me. Blair!
How dare she? I wanted that cake.
Don't worry. I have a feeling she won't be around to steal cake much longer. Wakelia?
Yes, your royal sneakiness?
I want you to have some sneakiness.
The green fairy whizzes away.
So we're coming around showing everyone our school spirit cheer.
Because when you've got spirit, it's what we want to hear.
Thanks, Lorraine. Josette?
Yeah, that was cute, rhyming and all. We'll see ya.
Oh, that wasn't the cheer.
Had to make that clear.
But don't you ever fear,
because the time to cheer is here.
One, two, three.
Princess Charm School is the best. Royal skills put to the test. We can dance and we've got poise. Now it's time to make some noise. Go, Princess Charm School!
Wakelia tucks the tablecloth into Blair's skirt.
Wow, cool cheer. Thanks for sharing.
Part of caring!
You guys ready?
Blair stands up. Delancey and Wakelia high five.
I'm so sorry. I have to go.
Serves you right for stealing my cake.
Miss Privet stares in concern as Dame Devon laughs at the mess. Later, Blair is sprawled out on her bed.
Ugh, who am I kidding? I don't fit in here at all. I'm like a burp in a symphony.
You have to give yourself more time.
You're right. With more time, maybe I could destroy the whole school. No, Dame Devon's right. I'm not Princess Charm School material.
Seriously? Blair, Dame Devon was Princess Charm School material.
What do you mean?
Oh, I know this story. She was a lottery winner, but no princess picked her to be a Lady Royal. Not even her sister-in-law, Queen Isabella.
Exactly. If Delancey weren't in line for the throne, Dame Devon would be no more special than anyone else.
Wow. Ugh, but it's not just her. Everyone thinks I don't belong here. Everyone except you guys.
Hadley walks to the door.
A little help, please!
Ooh, care package! It's for you from Emily Willows?
Grace floats up, crumpled.
Emily? Really?
Sat up on her bed, Blair opens the dingy brown box. She pulls out a framed photo.
That's pretty. Emily drew it. She loved the story of me being found on my mom's doorstep. I was only one. Mom adopted Emily a few years later. They're everything to me.
Miss Privet listens from a crack in the door.
One, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, and one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two.
Ow!
Steps on Portia's foot.
Oh, again, Blair.
I'm sorry.
You stepped on 8 of my toes. I only have 4 left.
2. You have 2 left.
That's even worse.
The ever-vacant Portia looks up at the sound of bells.
Thank you, everyone. See you tomorrow. Not you, Blair. I'd like to see you after class.
Well, isn't that a surprise?
Overhearing Delancey, her expression now pensive, Blair steps towards Miss Privet.
Is everything okay?
No, it's not, Blair. Yesterday, Dame Devon recommended we expel you.
Oh.
I can't say I blame her. I know it's only been a couple of days, but honestly, I don't think I have ever seen such a disaster of a student come through these halls.
I see.
To tell you the truth, I was almost going to do it.
She stacks books in Blair's hands.
Did you say almost?
Almost. Do you know what it takes to make a princess?
A crown?
No, not a crown. Character. All our classes in poise, manners, dancing, they're not superficial. They build confidence. But confidence without character is dangerous. You, Blair, have a different problem. Character without confidence.
So you are going to expel me?
I'm going to tutor you. If you can dig deep and find the princess inside you, I have no doubt you'll graduate with your pick of any Lady Royal position. If you can handle it. Now, what do you say?
Yes! Oh!
Rule number one, no hugging the tutor.
Sorry, I just... When do we start?
Right now.
Outside, Miss Privet is balanced on one leg.
I can do this because I am perfectly comfortable and at ease with myself and in my body.
That's because you're not surrounded by people who make you feel like a complete nothing.
No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Right, your turn.
Headmistress Privet, there's no way I can do this.
Not if you don't believe you can. We start small.
She places potted plants in Blair's outstretched hands.
30 seconds, right here, on the ground.
She slowly sweeps a leg back and off the ground.
That's right, just like that.
I can't. I can't do it.
Of course you can.
Dirt sprays on Miss Privet's face.
Right. I see we have our work cut out for us.
Later, Blair holds a teapot high in one hand, like her waitressing tray, then pours tea from a great height for a sat Miss Privet, who shakes her head. Now in her room in a pink ball gown, she's encouraged to walk forward, but face plants.
I don't have the balance. Think I'm gonna fall. Wish I had the talent. I don't belong here at all.
Picking up sugar with tongs, it flies into Prince's waiting mouth. She and Miss Privet practice waltzing, Blair knocking her over. Then she's timed dressing a royal mannequin. Going too slow.
Drowning in the pressure. In over my head. Why did I think I could do this? I could have walked away instead. But this is my chance to break free. Everything's depending on me. And if I keep trying,
hands her a fallen book.
On top of the world.
Delancey pushes her over and she spins Portia out of control. Sat reading a stack of books.
Nothing's gonna break me. Gonna get it right. Even if it takes me doing it 1,000 times. Trying once is easy. Discipline is hard. But nothing can defeat me. Changes in my heart. This is my chance to break free. Everything's depending on me. And if I keep trying, I'll be on top of the world where I can see everything.
She is finally able to balance on one leg.
I need two rows. Ladies on the pink line, gentlemen on the blue.
Snow falls outside.
Welcome, everyone, to our joint dance class with Prince Charming Academy. If we could keep the shrieking to a minimum, it would be much appreciated. It looks like we'll have one extra lady.
Delancey, that's the pink line. I just don't see Prince Nicholas. He's the one I want to dance with.
Maybe he's invisible.
No daughter of mine sits on the sidelines at a dance.
But, Mother...
Looks like you're going to have to sit out this one, dear. Pity. All right, everyone's paired up. Let's begin.
Delancey smirks back at Blair, then... She spots her bespeckled dance partner, who grins awkwardly.
Okay, come along. Gentlemen, please bow. Ladies, will you curtsy?
Her face a picture of disgust, Delancey rolls her eyes as she curtsies.
Sorry I'm late! Oh no, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's not. I feel awful. Please.
Blair on the floor, he offers her his hand.
Thank you.
Miss Privet, Dame Devon, and the rest stare.
Whoa, sorry. Didn't mean to be late.
That's fine. The two of you can partner up and join the dance. Now, gentlemen, lightly kiss the top of your partner's hand. And dance!
Delancey scowls in frustration.
Milady, I am Nicholas, young swain from the East. Most privileged to make your acquaintance. Think that was polite enough?
Absolutely.
Think you can top it?
I, kind swain, am Blair, maiden of Gardania, honored above all to be welcomed into your swaininess.
Well done.
I try.
The students perform a stylized court dance. Delancey, her geeky partner, Blair, and Nicholas join up as a foursome, all lifting a hand which touch centrally. They then walk in a circle. Delancey trips Blair, but she falls into Nicholas's arms. They both nod, then start to dance in a far more modern way, Delancey staring in utter disgust and disbelief. The other students join in. Delancey's partner vigorously moves his arms and legs, eventually rolling on the floor. Noticing Delancey is stalked away, the boy keeps dancing on his own. Snow still falling outside, Blair and Nicholas spin, stomp their feet, and move their arms around in the air.
Wonderful, everyone. Wonderful. Now, a final bow and curtsy to your partners. And we say our farewells to the young gentlemen of Prince Charming Academy.
Aww.
Keeping in mind that you will see them again at the Coronation Day ceremony at the end of the school year.
I shall count the moments till then.
As will I, good sir.
Time having passed, the school, which is set on a hilltop, is bathed in sun, the grounds lush and green.
I have an exciting announcement. Thanks to the generosity of Dame Devon, dinner tonight will be a chance for you to get a taste of your future. Our manners class served in the palace.
Yes!
No way!
Sweet! The palace. Can you even imagine it?
I grew up in the palace, Portia. I live there.
Oh. But can you imagine it?
To prepare for this event, you'll all have the afternoon to pamper yourselves in the spa. Your princess assistants will help you to take advantage of all the amenities. Enjoy!
Stood on the balcony watching the girls depart, Dame Devon whispers in the green fairy's ear.
Wakelia.
Later, Blair, Isla, and Hadley's fairies are sat on clear bubbles. Grace emerges from the water with a bubble beard. The three girls soak in bubble baths with pink towels covering their hair.
top thing you've always wanted to see in the palace that you can't wait to see. Blair, go.
I've never thought about the palace, but Emily would go nuts for it. I want to remember everything, so I can tell her.
Manicure time!
Nice. Iva, go.
I'd love to find out more about what happened to Queen Isabella and her family. They're so mysterious.
So true. I want to find out more about Gardania's magical crown.
Isla mentioned that before. Emily would love that story.
Oh, tell her the legend.
It said that the crown glows when placed on the true heir of Gardania. It lit up on Queen Isabella's head at her coronation, but it hasn't been seen since then.
The fairies paint their nails.
All done!
These are beautiful.
Thanks!
We should go. The earlier we get to the palace, the more we can see.
Still in their robes and hair towels, they walk into their room.
Our uniforms!
Bits of cut-up fabric litter the entire room.
Everyone is in shreds!
What are we going to do? We're not allowed in class without our uniforms.
And if we skip a class, we get an F. We can't fail. Coronation Day is 2 days away.
How could this happen? Seriously? It was Delancey. It had to be. She's the queen of make Blair feel inferior.
No, she's not. No one can make you feel inferior. Not without your consent.
We're princesses, right? We don't even have our crowns yet.
And you...
I'm not talking about crowns. I'm talking about character. The rule is we have to show up to class in uniform, right?
Currently, they're a little too breezy.
They just need a little alteration. Grace! Caprice! Harmony!
Breezier?
Blair holds large scissors. Later, students arrive at the gates of the large gray palace that sits further up the hillside, a forest of trees surrounding it, and with several tall turrets. Dame Devon and Miss Privet are stood by the tall arched doorway.
It seems Blair, Hadley, and Isla are running late. I do hope they're not skipping class. I'd hate to fail anyone so close to Coronation Day. Well, time's up.
Oh, come now, Dame Devon. I think we can wait a few minutes more.
And keep the other students waiting? That hardly seems fair. I'm afraid we'll have to fail all three of them.
Wait!
Dame Devon gawks.
But what do you think you're wearing? Those aren't school-issued uniforms.
Forgive me, madam, but they are in fact made entirely from the material in our original uniforms.
But that's against the rules!
Actually, Dame Devon, there is nothing in the dress code against what they've done.
Right. We just used some hard work to unlock our princess potential.
And beautifully at that. Come, join the class.
Their uniforms newly patched together, they follow Blair into a high-ceilinged room crowned with golden chandeliers, Dame Devon scowling at them with tightly crossed arms across her chest. The others gawk at their new outfits.
Where did you get new uniforms?
Those are amazing.
We made them. Blair made them.
How did you do that? I want one.
I didn't know people made clothes. I thought they came from elves. You know, like toast.
Attention, everyone. Welcome to the Royal Palace of Gardania. As a special treat, you will have some time before the meal to explore the first floor of the palace. Enjoy!
Sweet! Royal secrets, here we come!
Later, the trio walk down a corridor aglow from wall candelabras and lined with portraits.
No way! Blair! It's a picture of Blair!
That's not possible. Why would there be a portrait of me?
She reads the inscription on the golden frame.
Princess Isabella, age 18.
She walks over to the next portrait of a prince and princess, a blonde-haired infant in the princess's arms, and a golden furred puppy at their feet.
That dog. It couldn't be. Queen Isabella, King Reginald, the Princess Sophia, and their loyal dog. Prince!
No way. Blair, do you know when your mom found you on her doorstep?
The date? Sure. I mean, she made it my birthday since she didn't know my real one. April 26th.
Isla touches Hadley's shoulder.
What?
Blair, you know what April 26th is, don't you?
Yeah. My birthday. I just said that.
It's the day the royal family died in that car crash.
Delancey listens in from around a corner.
I'm thinking, maybe baby Sophia didn't die in that crash. Maybe she was found and left on someone's doorstep.
No.
Yes, look at the portrait. You look exactly like Queen Isabella. You could be baby Sophia.
If it's true, and Dame Devon and Delancey know it, that would explain why they're so awful to you. Because you're the rightful heir to the throne, and not Delancey.
Delancey's brow furrows at the revelation.
Okay, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Dinner time. We've gotta go.
This is serious, you know. The whole fate of Gardania is at stake.
Come on, you guys. It's crazy.
Delancey watches as the trio walk away and then approaches the portrait of the family. Her brow furrows and she thinks deeply, concern in her expression. In a royal dining room, fairies place down cutlery, a blue one falling into a teacup full of brown tea. As a shocked girl brings the cup to her lips, it flies away.
Excuse me. My daughter has a declaration about how she'll handle things when she's crowned princess in 2 days. Delancey.
Huh?
My brilliant daughter noticed that Gardania's poor sections are a blight to the otherwise beautiful community. Hey! To remedy this, she will take over those areas, bulldoze the buildings, and turn the land into beautiful rolling parks full of trees and grass and streams. Wonderful for the environment.
But people live in those areas you just knocked down. My neighborhood is there.
It is? Delancey is aware of that. Those people will move elsewhere.
How? They're like me. They don't have money. They can't just pick up and move.
If I were you, I'd leave this school immediately and get my family ready to move.
Delancey?
Blair looks pleadingly at her. She runs away as Delancey fails to hold her gaze, leaving the soon-to-be princess looking regretful.
I think it is disgraceful.
Duly noted. Now, shall we continue our lesson in dinner manners?
Right, then. Students, we will start with our salads. Outermost forks, you may begin.
Her pink backpack next to her, Blair sits slumped on the school's stone front steps as Brock slowly drives the purple horse-drawn carriage up.
Let's go.
As she picks up her bag and stares at the carriage, Prince pads up to her, a framed picture in his mouth. Blair takes it, gazes down at it, then over at the carriage, then down at the golden furred dog, looking at Emily's crayon-drawn image of a baby being left near a woman stood on a doorstep, her eyes narrow with a determined look, and she heads back into the school.
Blair, are you okay?
I'm better than okay. I'm ready.
Ready for what?
To fight. If Delancey gets on the throne, she's going to ruin my family, and probably this kingdom along with it.
If she gets on the throne?
She can't. If we can prove someone else is the rightful heir.
Gardania's magical crown.
It must be in the palace, right?
They walk past rows of purple lockers.
The crown glows when placed on the true heir of Gardania.
But we have to find it before Delancey's coronation. So we have to find the crown tonight.
Isla and Hadley place a hand on top of Blair's.
It's time.
Hadley packs rope in a backpack.
Do we have everything we need?
Game on.
What's that?
What's going on?
Fire drill! Fire drill! There's no time! Single file! In the line!
Huh. I don't see a fire drill on the schedule.
Well, what about the plan?
We wait a little longer. Hopefully this will be fast.
They follow the rest of the students out of the building, gathering on two separate balconies. Passing by the girl's door, Delancey catches her mom coming out of the room.
Lovely day for a surprise fire drill, isn't it, darling?
Mom, what did you do?
She looks momentarily sheepish.
Oh, what have you done to your uniform?
I like it, Mother.
Come on, let's join the others outside.
She dutifully does so.
Attention, students. You may now return to your rooms.
How much time did we lose?
30 minutes? Plus another 15 minutes trying to untangle Portia from the tetherball pole.
Let's go.
The imposing figured Brock confronts them.
Thieves! They're thieves, I tell you!
Huh?
Arrest them!
What?
I'm sure it's some kind of mistake, but Dame Devon believes you stole her jewelry.
No! I would never!
Not to save your poor family about to lose their home? I doubt that. Plus, my daughter Delancey saw you. Didn't you tell me you saw Blair poking around in my office the other day?
I don't remember exactly, but...
Dame Devon stares daggers at her.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Blair scowls at the lie while Dame Devon places her hands on her hips.
I demand you search their room.
What?
Girls, it's procedure. If you have nothing to hide, it shouldn't matter.
As they're escorted back into their room, the pink fairy Grace looks on from outside. Brock walks over to a bed and pulls out a pink jeweled necklace from a drawer.
Look what I found.
Blair gawks.
My jewelry!
That's not... I didn't put that there!
Here's another.
No way!
One more.
Dame Devon holds the necklaces.
We didn't steal anything.
Don't lie. It's unbecoming. Lock them up!
Headmistress Privet, I promise you.
With the evidence and the witness, I'm afraid I have no choice. Brock, take them to the detaining room.
No!
We can't investigate until after the ceremony tomorrow. You will remain detained until that time.
Detained? As in locked up? During the coronation?
I'm afraid so. Unless there is another way to explain this.
She looks pointedly at Delancey, who looks away.
How very disappointing.
I'll say. Brock!
As Brock ushers the girls away, Blair and Delancey's eyes meet briefly, Delancey looking away quickly, her large brown eyes filled with confusion, frustration, and helplessness. Brock escorts the girls down a long corridor.
Isla, Hadley, I'm so sorry. Now neither of you will become princesses.
Don't sweat it.
Who needs a tiara anyway? They just make your head itch.
And it's not easy to kick a ball in 4-inch heels.
Brock, stop!
I've got something else in mind for the prisoners. You may turn them over to me.
But my orders...
will officially come from me in only a few hours. The keys...
She holds out a hand.
They're all yours.
Thank you. You may go.
If this is your way of rubbing it in, you don't have to. You've won.
Yeah, we get it.
Shh. What are you...
I'm supposed to be asleep. Tell me,
Are you really Princess Sophia?
I don't know for sure, but I think so.
I think so, too. This is a map of the palace basement. There's something of yours inside the vault.
Gardania's magical crown.
You have to get it. Let everyone know the truth before coronation. Once I'm crowned, it's too late. Gardania's mine for life.
You don't want that?
I want what's right. I have to get back. My mother will be looking for me.
Thank you.
I'll leave a window open for you on the third floor. Good luck.
A map in Blair's hand as Delancey rushes away. The trio smile at each other, turn, and run in the opposite direction. A pink backpack on Hadley's back. A full moon shining down on the castle, Brock walks the ground, sweeping the beam of a flashlight. Prince drops a stick and stares at him.
Hey, Prince.
The golden dog picks up the stick and drops it closer to Brock.
Aw, don't look at me like that.
I can't play fetch. I'm on duty. Hey!
Prince, no. Prince, come here. I gotta work. Prince, come here.
Prince runs off with the flashlight in his mouth. The girls emerge from behind a shrub and look up the sheer castle wall.
That's the window. Let's hope Delancey did what she said she would.
Harmony flies a rope up and ties it off.
You sure this will work?
Positive. Just hold on tight and don't look down.
Rope in hand and feet against the wall, they climb, Blair in the lead.
Come on. Prince, hey! Drop it. Come back here!
The girl's visible climbing into a window behind Brock's head. Prince runs further away with the flashlight. Blair consults the map.
The elevator should be right down this hall.
Harmony flying ahead, they walk down a corridor barely lit by wall candelabras.
It's time for you to be asleep, Delancey. You've a big day tomorrow.
Sensing something, Dame Devon stops and turns around, a brow tweaking as she looks down the apparently empty corridor. Satisfied, she turns back and walks away. Hidden behind a pillar, Blair signals and they head in the opposite direction.
Don't move. What now? A laser alarm. We've got him at home. If we break the beams, alarms go off.
I can't see any beams.
Perhaps a little touch-up will help.
Barbie retrieves a compact from the backpack and blows across the top of the powder. A fine cloud emits and coats the now red laser beams.
Nice. So, how good are you guys at gymnastics?
I do a mean tree pose. I think I can do a somersault.
Follow me.
Whoa! Hadley expertly leaps, cartwheels, and spins over and under the beams. Barbie and Isla follow at a much slower pace.
No, this way.
Pink fairy Grace lifts Blair's foot.
Careful!
Then pushes Isla's head down under a beam.
Huh? Okay.
She helps Blair limbo under a beam.
No. Whoa!
And bats Isla's one gloved hand under another one before rushing forward and pushing a long hairpin down out of the way. Isla knocks into Blair and they fall forward but avoid the last beam. Grace and Hadley high five. A flashlight in Blair's hand, they peek round a corner. Grace leads the way and flies up to a massive, ornate golden vault door. As she attempts to turn a large golden wheel on the door with no luck, Blair walks forward and tries.
Welcome,
Dame Devon.
Your security is our priority. Please enter your password.
Password? Try something. What would Dame Devon choose?
Delancey's coronation day?
Today's date.
The pink keypad is round and the numbers shine white.
You seem to be having trouble. Would you like your password hint?
Yes!
Your hint is, the day it all fell into place. 10 seconds until your lockdown. 9.
The day it all fell into place? What does that mean?
Wait. 6. The day it all fell into place. The day Dame Devon's plan started working.
The day of the car crash!
Thank you, Dame Devon. Enjoy.
Inside, all three girls shine flashlights around, and a suit of armor's helmet rattles. Inspecting the room, Blair picks up a nutcracker, then shines her beam along the wall. It comes to rest on a clear case sat high on a shelf.
Hadley! Isla! Look!
Gardania's magical crown.
They hoist Blair up and she lifts down the glass box.
How do we get it out of the case?
You won't. But I shouldn't have too much trouble with it.
Dame Devon looks back at Brock and flicks two fingers forward. He and Blair play tug of war with the case. As Brock growls at her, Grace hides behind Blair.
Goodbye, Blair. Enjoy Coronation Day.
That's it. We're sunk.
Isla and Hadley slide down the locked door to the floor.
Well, Phil, here it is. The day we've all been waiting for.
My birthday?
No, it's Coronation Day. Even now, our beloved princesses in training are pulling into the royal palace to receive their royal crowns on their royal heads.
A crown on her head, Emily watches the TV with her mom, her fists clenched and an eager smile on her face. Chairs are lined up facing a large, arching paned window that looks out onto a lush green garden. Dozens of tiaras are in a large glass case, with the most ornate, a pink heart jewel at its center on a golden plinth. A bearded man in a long blue robe addresses the guests.
Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to our annual graduation and coronation
day. This will be the best coronation day ever, don't you think?
Miss Privet doesn't answer, her expression pinched with uncertainty. Back in the locked vault, Hadley rams a sword into the slit where the doors meet. Ugh!
Grace, go find Miss Privet and tell her where we are.
The fairy flies along the vent, leaving a trail of pink sparkles in her wake. A ventilation fan blows her back into the armor's helmet.
What are we going to do?
You are hereby dubbed Lady Royal Josette of Zinnia.
The bespectacled Josette squeals at her friend Lorraine, then they sit. The man lifts another tiara.
You are hereby dubbed Princess Miranda of Philadelphia. You are hereby dubbed Princess Portia of Narcissia.
Delancey looks anxiously over her shoulder, only two more girls ahead of her in the line.
There's no service at all down here.
The flying sword dislodges a panel.
What's this? Stand back.
Hadley slices the panel completely off, revealing circuitry in a box. Blair inspects it.
If only there was a keypad inside the vault.
Maybe. There is!
Blair holds up her phone. The sun shines through the windows and onto the heart-jeweled tiara as the barrel-chested man plucks it off its red velvet cushion.
Standing before me now is Delancey Devon, who will now govern our beloved and flourishing country, Gardania. Delancey, I now crown you Princess of...
Wait! Proper princess protocol. The bylaws state that before a new princess can be crowned, the entire assembly must spin around 7 times in honor of the 7 hills of Gardania.
Dame Devon stares at her, sour-faced.
What are you doing? You need to be crowned.
I just, want to do it properly.
The man consults a book.
Spin, you say?
Delancey points to a page.
It is indeed proper protocol. In honor of the 7 hills of Gardania, let us rise and spin around 7 times.
Dressed in jewel-covered ball gowns, with a shrug, the princesses and ladies-in-waiting comply, Dame Devon rolling her eyes and Miss Privet looking amused by her annoyance. Back in the vault.
I got it. The phone's linked up with the keypad.
Day of the car crash.
Ugh! Dame Devon must have changed the code.
You're right. I heard Dame Devon change it when the doors were closing.
I heard it too. La 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 la. That's what I've been humming this whole time. Let me see the phone. Do re mi. I got it!
The golden wheel of the vault finally spins and the doors open.
Yes!
They high-five, then rush down the corridor.
Now, hop on 1 foot to honor those who have hopped before us.
Looking at each other uncertainly, the princesses and ladies-in-waiting dutifully hop. Meanwhile, as Brock speaks to a guard, the girls are stood silently behind 2 pillars. He walks right past them.
Bless you!
He turns, but they've vanished.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Grace flies right past his nose and he gives chase. With a nod of her head, the girls follow Blair.
And now everyone must pat his head and rub his stomach at the same time.
Enough! The protocols have been satisfied. Crown her!
The bearded man in a royal blue robe retrieves the crown from the golden plinth, lifting it high off a red cushion. Delancey backs away slightly as he approaches, all the while Dame Devon smiles, which turns into a smirk as the crown draws closer.
Wait!
Huh? No! Do not wait!
I am making a claim to the throne. Because I am Princess Sophia, daughter of Queen Isabella.
Watching from home, Emily and her mom's eyes goggle and their mouths fall open.
You know there is a resemblance.
This is ridiculous. The princess died 17 years ago. Finish the coronation and make Princess Delancey ruler of Gardania for life.
Dame Devon, this is a serious claim, and we have to...
We have to crown my daughter!
As Dame Devon grabs the tiara and they have a tug of war, the girls rush down from the balcony and Brock chases the fairy into the room.
Come on!
The 3 fairies join forces, forcing Dame Devon to drop the tiara.
Get away!
Brock spots the girls running towards the tiara. And lifts up the red carpet, snapping the tiara back towards himself. Meanwhile, Dame Devon locks the girls' fairies in the glass chest and with a satisfied smirk saunters up to Blair, dismissively waves her hand, then walks to meet Brock. Prince pounces on Brock's back and the tiara flies through the air, Dame Devon reaching a hand up for it. With a faint smile, Delancey catches it. Both Blair and Dame Devon slowly approach her, and she walks uncertainly down from the raised platform area towards them both. Dame Devon smiles and holds out her hands expectantly, and Blair looks from daughter to mother, with dread etched across her face. Sensing her daughter's uncertainty, Dame Devon scowls at her, and her eyes goggle as Delancey places the pink jeweled tiara on Blair's head. A ball of sparkling white light erupts from the jewel, and as it encircles Blair, she spins in a circle. Dame Devon's mouth drops open in shock as Blair's school outfit is transformed into a shimmering pink one-shoulder ball gown trimmed in gold and with a large bow at the hip. Both her mom and sister Emily's mouths drop open as they stare at the TV screen. With a final twirl, Blair lifts an arm into the air. Arms wide, she smiles out at the crowd.
You useless child! Do you have any idea what you've done?
I eliminated Queen Isabella so you could be princess one day!
The TV cameras capture the unintentional confession.
No! That's not what I meant.
Guards, please take her away.
No! You can't do this to me! Get your hands off me! You have to crown Delancey! You have to! You'll pay for this!
Delancey's eyes drop and her face fills with sadness as her mother is dragged away. Blair places a hand on her shoulder and she immediately curtsies.
Blair, that is Princess Sophia, is there anything you would like to say to your new subjects?
Blair takes a moment, a deep breath, then calmly climbs the steps to the platform, her mom and Emily eagerly waiting as they stare at the screen. Reaching the top, she turns, her hands genteelly clasped together in front of her.
Hello. I'm just a regular girl. But I think Headmistress Privet is right when she says every girl has princess potential. It is an honor to be your princess.
Miss Privet ascends the steps.
Blair, this is when the Princess of Gardania chooses her Lady Royal. Now, I know it's an important decision, so if you need more time, then...
I already know who I want. It would be an incredible privilege if my Lady Royal could be... Delancey.
Shocked, Delancey ascends the steps.
But, Blair... Why me? I was horrible to you.
I wouldn't be wearing this crown without your help. Will you accept?
I would be honored, Your Highness.
As Delancey bows her head, Blair places a golden tiara on it.
Lady Royal Delancey of Gardania.
Dappled in pink light, a disco ball glimmers above their heads as the crowd faces Miss Privet.
Ladies and gentlemen, royals of all ages, and dogs, it's time to party! Yeah!
Here's a special track I wrote myself. Hope you like it.
A purple half glove on her hand and headphones held up to an ear, Isla scratches a record before letting it spin.
Put your hands in the air! We rule, we rule this world. We rule it, we rule it. We rule it, we rule it. We rule it, we rule it. And this is how we do it!
No way! You're spinning your tune?
It was totally time.
I love it!
Hey, Blair. Look now, but look now.
With a smile, Blair walks along the red carpet towards Nicholas.
Congratulations, Princess.
You can call me Blair. Congratulations on your coronation too, Prince Nicholas.
Wouldst thou do me the honor of a dance?
I would be most delighted. Some important people here to see you. Emily! Mom! Blair!
The sisters rush towards each other and embrace.
Oh. Welcome to our new home. Really? We get to live in the palace? We do.
Oh, Blair.
Mother and daughter embrace.
I know it's not exactly the place we dreamed about.
Are you kidding? It's better than anything we ever dreamed about.
It is now that the two of you are here. Blair? If you're a princess now, does that mean I'm a princess too?
Of course.
She pops her tiara on Emily's head.
There's a princess in every girl. Come on, I want to introduce you to everyone.
Holding Emily's hand, and with a hand on her mom's shoulder, she leads them away.
Jump up, hands in the air, crowns on our heads, lights in the air. Come on now, spin to the left, spin to the right, we're graduates, and it's our night.
Audio description created by Iono SDI Group, written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Previous credits, written by Elise Allen, story by Katie Rocky. Produced by Sean McCorkendale, Shelley Tabbitt. Music by B.C. Smith. Production designer, Walter P. Martis Hyas. Supervising producer, David Weeb. Executive producers, Rob Hutnut, Kim Dent Wilder. Directed by Zeke Norton. Starring the voices of Blair, Diane Carina, Ms. Privet, Morwena Banks, Dame Devon, Nicole Oliver, Delancey, Brittany Wilson, Portia and Hadley, Ali Liebert, Isla, Shannon Chan Kent, Emily, Madeline Peters, Male Announcer, Lee Tokar, Female Announcer and Keypad, Kathy Weseluk, Blair's Mom, Ellen Kennedy, Prince Nicholas and Guard Number 2, Vincent Tong, Brock, Derek Waters, Prince, Guard and Royal Judge, Brian Drummond, Lorraine and Grace, Tabitha St. Germain, Josette, Bethany Brown, Wakelia, Kelly Metzer, Harmony, Kazumi Evans, Caprice, Anna Kummer, Podiatrist Sprite, Rachel Franco, Special Guest Star, Miranda Ram Nolte, as Princess Miranda. Casting Agent, Voice Box Productions, Vancouver, British Columbia. Voice Director, Terry Klassen. Orchestral score performed by the Northwest Symphonia. Recorded at Studio X, Seattle. Orchestrator, Giuseppe Nini. Conducted by David Sabi. Songs. You Can Tell She's a Princess. Written by Damon Elliott and Rob Hutnut. Performed by Rianne. Background vocals by Keely Hawks. On Top of the World. Written by Damon Elliott and Rob Hutnut. Performed by Rachel Bearer. We Rule This School. Written by B.C. Smith and Rob Hutnut. Performed by Simon Wilcox. Copyright 2011, Mattel Incorporated. All rights reserved. A quote. There is a princess in every girl. Barbie.